Thank you. Good afternoon. We met a couple of months ago in September, and we were explaining to you that we were aiming to put together a report to have there examples of entities that had improved the way they communicate in their financial statements. And what we would like to do today is to give you a very brief update on this exercise. First of all, thank you very much for the suggestions that you have sent us. We have received about 30 suggestions of entities spread out in 6 jurisdictions. And the way we are considering those financials right now is we are comparing 2 sets of financials, the latest one issued by the entity, and we are comparing those with the ones that the entity issued like 3 years ago. And what we are looking for is improvements in the way they communicate in their financials. We are assessing those improvements considering the principles of effective communication. And we are also assessing the overall level of effective communication achieved in the latest financial statements. And we are doing so because in some cases, the improvements were not that obvious because the financial statements issued 3 years ago were already in a very good shape. So in those cases, we didn't want to maybe penalize those entities, and we might still consider examples of entities that have good sets of financial statements but might not have improved as much because they were already in a good shape. So what we are going to be doing until the end of the year is to keep up with the analysis of those financial statements of the entities suggested. And during the first quarter of next year, we will start the interviews with management of the entities selected. And in the second quarter of next year, then we will then hopefully publish the report. We have received suggestions, and we thank for them. Some jurisdictions we haven't received any. Some other jurisdictions we have only received one. And because we want to have a wide and balanced geographical representation in the final report, we would like to let you know that we are still open to receive more suggestions in case you are aware of any good examples in your jurisdictions. And with that then, if you have any questions, this is everything we wanted to let you know about this exercise today.
Any questions? No? Yeah. Okay, then I think we get an update from the AOSSG meeting. Yes?
Okay, so AOSSG held its 8th annual meeting late last month in Wellington, New Zealand. Disclosure initiative was one of the main subjects for discussion. Our discussion was made especially on the basis of ISB pre-ballot draft of the discussion paper on principles of disclosure, which was recently shared with National Accounting Standards setters. To encourage all the participating AOSS members to freely speak their mind, we ran the discussion by way of breakout session. 15 AOSS members and 4 ISB board members, including the chairman, participated in this discussion, and they were divided into 3 groups. Of the 7 areas to be identified in the discussion paper, we chose 2 for our purpose. One is principles of effective communication, and the other is use of performance measure in the financial statements. So now let me give you the summary of the discussion. The first area is principles of effective communication. The discussion paper is expected to set out a total of 7 principles on this area. 1, entity-specific information. 2, simply and directly describe. 3, organize in a way that highlights important matters. 4, link as necessary to other information. 5, not duplicate information. 6, disclose in a way that optimizes comparability. 7, use of appropriate format for the type of information. Overall, members seem to be happy with those principles. However, there were some concerns and suggestions. There is no denying that entity-specific information is important. With that being said, members believe that entity-specific information shouldn't go alone, but it should balance with the comparability between different entities. some members noted that there are seemingly interrelated two principles. One is information should be simply and directly described, and the other is use of appropriate format for the type of information. So these members thought that these two principles could be merged into one principle, saying that information should be simply and directly described and presented. Some members took issue with the principle that is, information should be organized in a way that highlights important matters. These members thought the wording important is too obvious to convey any substantial meaning and suggested to make it more concrete so that it reads, information should be organized in a way that highlights important and relevant matters related to understanding entities, performance, and risk. To some members, the seven principles seem to be too much disaggregated. They would rather streamline the seven principles into three broader principles. First, entity-specific information. Second, information should be organized in a way that highlights important matters and relevant matters related to understanding entities' performance and risk. And thirdly, information should be disclosed in a way that optimizes comparability. Members view that the principles will ultimately boil down to materiality application and management behavior. In this vein, some members questioned how to enforce those principles. They suggest that the ISP should cooperate with regulators to set up more concrete and enforceable requirements and also reduce overlapping disclosure requirements between accounting standards and regulations. That is all for the first area, and let's move to second area. Second area is use of performance measures in the financial statements. Members generally agree that the ISP must do something about operating profit. We also generally agree determination of operating profit is principle-based, allowing for management approach. But to some extent, industry-specific guidance would be also needed to address different characteristics from industry to industry. Members emphasize that operating profit would be useful, not least because it is deemed to be sustainable and persistent earnings. Members agree that presenting non-recurring, irregular, and unusual items separately is useful. However, separately presenting those items in a consistent manner between different entities would be difficult because different entities find themselves in different circumstances and situations, and it inevitably involves management judgment, which is prone to subjectivity. There was a suggestion that the definition of operating profit and the definition of operating cash flow should be aligned with each other. Some members specifically comment that the ISP should at least define EBIT because users are particularly interested in this measure. But on the other hand, there was also concern that even if the ISP set out the requirements or guidance on additional performance measures, users may end up adjusting according to their own information needs. So once adequately disaggregated information is presented in the financial statements, users would not need any guidance on certain additional subtotals because they can use those disaggregated information to calculate their performance measures for their sake. So that is all I've got for the update. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, GA Ho. Any comments? No? Then I think we have reached the end of today's session.